We're not going to be silenced. We're not going to stop doing what we're doing.
Dozens of protesters took to downtown Grand Rapids on Monday evening, standing for justice in the death of George Floyd, as the Minneapolis ex-police officer accused of killing him stands trial. In a media release, the Grand Rapids Police Department said protesters, quote, engaged in the dangerous and illegal act of blocking the roadway. The department said after making repeated requests and warnings for protesters to clear the road, officers began taking individuals into custody, resulting in 8 arrests. However, protesters say they were targeted by police, saying these were wrongful arrests.
They told us to get on the sidewalk, we got on the sidewalk, and now we were arrested. So let's make that very clear.
In a press conference on Tuesday, others who were taken into custody defended their right to protest.
When you're out here literally expressing your deepest parts of your soul and your heart, pouring it out for literally anyone and everyone, I don't think you can be told how to do that properly.
Saying Monday evening was a scare tactic by police.
It's a way to scare black and brown communities from not coming out and using their all-important voice to protest, to legally protest, and it's a way to block that freedom of speech.
GRPD said in its statement that it supports and encourages peaceful protest, but has an obligation to uphold the law when, quote, all other reasonable efforts have failed. I'm Kylie Ambu.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.